is to stand up and talk for my rights. I know what that is. See? And I don't care who the guy is. Because my right is my right.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right.
Ask the Lawyer with Brian Figueroa, founder and senior partner at the law firm of Figueroa & Associates. Mr. Figueroa opened his private practice in downtown Brooklyn in 1996. He specializes in personal injury, immigration, matrimonial law, bankruptcy, and wills and estate planning, with a strong emphasis on litigation matters. As the Lawyer features Brian's legal advice as he answers the listener's questions and shares his insights in achieving your goals and objectives. Every week, As the Lawyer also features interviews and guests related to Mr. Figueroa's interests outside the law. Guests and topics include health and wellness, the civil rights war, music production, writers, as well as international and local political and religious leaders. Wide-ranging, fun, informative radio. That's As the Lawyer with Brian Figueroa. Ask the Lawyer any question you like via email at bfigueroux@msn.com. That is bfigueroux@msn.com for legal advice regarding specific situations. Appointments at the office will be made when you call 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Please note that submitting questions do not create an attorney-client relationship.
Yes, this is Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got the answers. Whatever your legal issue or concern, call us right now for a free, no-obligation legal consultation. The number to call, the number to share, and the number to keep is 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Or you can visit us at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us. Mr. Figueroa, we are being warned about the pandemic hitting hard in the winter and that our darkest days are coming. Given the first wave in the spring being so unexpected, what legal advice do you have to share? Plus, we have to vote on November the 3rd like our life depends on it, because it does. This is the battle for the soul of the nation, our present, and the future of our children. We have to end this nightmare of the Trump's presidency. We have to vote Biden-Harris. Can you speak on this?
Good day, good day, good day. My name is Brian Figueroa of Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers, and hey, as we all know, it's a pandemic, and certain employers are taking this opportunity to get rid of employees that normally they couldn't fire. The old adage, last in, first out. Meaning, most times when companies are losing business, like how they are losing now, the last person hired is the first person fired. And when do they skip the line? You know, so were you an employee of a particular company for a long time? Did they pass over others that they should have fired and fired you? Were you chosen because of the color of your skin, your accent, or just that little attitude you may have had on the job? A lot of times people try to fit in on the job in different ways, in ways that maybe they shouldn't. And you know, you try your best, you have the qualifications for the job, you seem to be the smartest person on the job, but if there's a promotion or if there is a firing, maybe you know, you are at the top of the chart. And now that job paid decent salary, a great salary, you no longer have. That job could be with the government, it could be in the private sector. What are your civil rights? How could you protect yourself on the job from unwarranted firing? New York State is an at-will state. What does that mean? They could fire you whenever they want, just like how you could leave the job whenever you want, except for discrimination. What type of discrimination? It could be gender, it could be race, it could be ethnicity, it could be age, it could be sexual orientation. No employer is allowed to fire someone because of these issues here. And your step one is filing a complaint with New York State Human Rights, or with the EEOC. But before you do so, you should obviously consult with an attorney if you think that you were fired, not because you're a bad worker, but because of your race, because of your gender, because of your sexual orientation, because of your, you know, ethnicity. An employer cannot fire you for those reasons. Could they fire you for the virus? No. So you have to understand your rights in the workplace. And if you believe that you were dismissed from your job because of these issues here, you should give us a call. 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. That's our 800 number. It's a free consultation. We give those consultations most times by the phone. This is how we give back to you. From the comfort of your home, we will speak to you. My name is Brian Figueroa of Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. In New York State, we are seeing an upward trend in the virus. There are hints out there. Hospitals are seeing more people in certain areas of New York State, New York City. And what we have to be aware of is what is our rights when we go to these hospitals with the virus. What sort of medication we should have. What medications are trending out there. We need to know, because we do not want to be experimented on. When you go to these hospitals, you may be signing waivers for experimental drugs. Should you take those experimental drugs? So again, when we obviously prepare our will, when we prepare our health proxies, when we do our living will, these are issues that you have to take into consideration. At the law firm of Figueroa & Associates, we have designed our wills and estate packages to deal with this modern issue of the pandemic. We have focused some of our work into developing a document that will help when you go to the hospital on your own. So you put that document in your pocket, you go to the hospital, and you give it to the doctor. You give it to the nurses so that they could understand what, you know, you want to be done when you become extremely ill. So people have to make more meaningful decisions. People have to understand that when they go to the hospitals, when it's an emergency, you should know how you want to be treated. You should know who is going to be advocating on your behalf, and also what is your wishes if things don't turn out well for you. Again, my name is Brian Figueroa of Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You know, some people believe that it's just the elderly, it's just people who, you know, have underlying conditions, diabetes, heart disease, HIV, that may be at risk to die. In fact, what has happened in a recent report that stated that there is as much as almost 300,000 people that died up until August, when you compare to last year, that may have been victims of the virus. The age group that most of those deaths occurred were from the range 25 to 44. I myself was surprised about that age range, 25 to 44. That's a very young range where most people are peaking in their health, so to speak, as opposed to the elderly. And because of new medicines, because of new type of approaches with dealing with the virus, we have more people surviving ventilators and what have you. So please be cautious, especially you younger people within the age of 25 to 44, because that's the age range that most people succumbed to the virus. Additionally, as I just said, be prepared. Prepare your legal documents. For those of you who might be single mothers, who do you want to take care of that child if something was to occur? What type of insurance some of us should have? The younger generation who do not have much assets, maybe term insurance is a good policy to have. You want to appoint someone who will be the trustee over the assets. You want someone who may be the guardian. It may not be the father. It may not be the mother. Although you cannot legally take away all of their rights, you want to have someone there who could take care of your child, but not necessarily take care of the money that is left for that child, so that no father or no mother will use that money and waste that money for that particular child. So these are some of the things that we have to take into consideration. If you own a property, if you own a home, who do you want to control that home if you move on? If you have assets in the bank, you know, cash, stock, other investments, who does do those investments go to? And although you could write a will at the hospital in an emergency, that will may violate certain laws. So you may think that you could give your home to someone when in fact that home is joint and survivor or tenancy by the entirety on the deed, and it goes automatically to person A or person B, and the will doesn't change that. So a lot of times people misunderstand the law or do not know the law, and their wishes, obviously, it's frustrated because you don't understand the law. You're doing this quick will in the hospital, and the person that you may want to be the guardian, the person who you want to control your assets when you move on, those things are not done. Some people do not want to be, people don't want to be cremated. They want to obviously be buried at a cemetery. We have to respect their wishes. But what is your wish if you do not have a will? If you do not have a power of attorney, you might be incapacitated. You need someone to take care of your finances. You want someone to take care of various business transactions. And that's what obviously a power of attorney will do. So it's a comprehensive package that we prepare regularly here at Figure and Associates during the pandemic and before the pandemic. My name is Brian Figueroa of Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. If you have, obviously, parents, grandparents that you think need to start writing their will, sometimes people think, oh, I don't want to write a will because it means I'm going to die. So people are very suspicious from one generation to another, and we have to deal with those issues sometimes. But it's not a matter of being suspicious, it's a matter of being prepared and to ensure that your loved ones are protected. Again, my name is Brian Figueroa of Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. Please give us a call. The number is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. You could also visit our website, Ask the Lawyer, at www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us, so you can make an appointment online. Again, we are in terrible times. Just a couple weeks before the elections in November, and KKK, Russia, and Trump wants to rule America for another 4 years. And what we have learned over those years, and even before he became president, is that he is a racist person. He was brought up by a racist family, a dysfunctional family. Unfortunately, in America, 42 million people, which includes 11% black, 30% Latino, do not understand, do not care about the truth about KKK, Russia, and Trump. And he is determined to destroy us, people of color. We have to go out there and vote. If we know people in those borderline states, so to speak, the toss-up states, we have to call families and friends in those states to go out there and vote. A lot of people are voting early. So we cannot emphasize more that whether it be issues of race, whether it be issues relating to immigration, whether it be issues relating to student loan, fair housing. If we want changes for ourselves, we want changes for our children, if we want a safer nation where the virus is concerned as it continues into 2021 and 22, regardless to if there is a vaccine, we need to have a new president. KKK, Russian Trump, as we have called him on this show many weeks, many months, many years, has to go. A lot of times people would call the show sometimes, or when they talk to me over the phone, "Oh, Mr. Figueroa, are you scared of calling the president KKK, Russian Trump?" Mr. Figueroa, you know, you don't need to bring attention to yourself. But I'm not bringing attention to myself. I'm bringing attention to the issues that are important to us. We cannot just sit in a corner and let someone beat us down. We have to do something. And this November is the best opportunity to do something. It is an opportunity to fire him. It's an opportunity for us to take the Senate away from the Republicans. It is an opportunity to keep Congress. So we have to use this opportunity to make our lives better, hopefully in the year 2021 and beyond. Additionally, there are important elections in 2021. There's the city council races here in New York City. There's the mayor's race in New York City. There are many candidates out there already vying for the mayor's position. We have to put someone in the mayor's office who could give us the fairness on a lot of issues that are important to us. Some of those issues are obviously the segregated New York City public school system being the most segregated public school system in the country. And segregated schools mean our kids also do not get the financial assistance that they need. Unfortunately for us, a Democratic governor and a Democratic mayor have not addressed this issue. We also have to address the issue of police misconduct. When an officer stop and frisk you just because of your color, it's illegal. It's unconstitutional, and you should bring a lawsuit against that officer and the NYPD. You should sue the city. We have rights. We have to protect ourselves within the law. It is one thing to say, okay, we want to defund the NYPD. Another is we also have to bring lawsuits against the city. We have to make them accountable. We have to file complaints with the CCRB. We have to file complaints with our local leaders, our elected officials. They need to step up. And a lot of times our elected officials not only doesn't understand the laws that protect us and how we could protect our communities, they are indifferent to what happens in their own communities. When, you know, instead of focusing on our rights, they are focusing on the next paycheck or taking contributions from real estate developers who are more concerned about increased rents and not making the proper repairs to a lot of these large buildings in our community, over 100, you know, multiple dwellings that, you know, just have horrible conditions, including NYCHA housing. So we have to ask ourselves, you know, how do we protect ourselves from our elected officials? And that's by getting accountability, but more importantly, by making the right choice in the elections in 2021. The Democratic primaries for all of those races is in June of 2021. About 35 or more city council seats are going to be open. The mayor's race is going to be hotly contested, and we have to understand who we should vote for. A lot of times we see people endorsing politicians, elected officials. Those endorsements mean nothing. We cannot vote because Tom, Dick, or Harry told us to vote for a particular person. We have to vote for someone when we understand what that person plans to do for us and how they're going to achieve those changes that they suggest. So we have to be informed voters, just like how we're going to be informed voters this November in the presidential election. So we have to be more active in this democracy, whether it be voting, whether it be changing the laws, whether it be holding those in office more accountable. My name is Brian Figueroa of Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. If you would like to understand these issues better, we have our free paralegal program under our New York City Media Training. There are quite a few courses that you could do with us via Zoom on civil rights issues, bankruptcy issues, matrimonial issues, immigration issues. You could register for those classes at www.freeparalegal.org. Again, www.freeparalegal.org. You could also look at our diversity, inclusion, and equality website. It's our newest nonprofit where what we say to you is what the governor said. How do we move from protests? Obviously, march out there in the streets. I attended a couple demonstrations myself. We want to know, okay, we took that time to express our feelings about all the issues concerning our community via Black Lives Matter. How do we move from protests to changes in the laws? How do we make our governor, our mayor, our city council representatives, our state assembly representatives, our state senators representative, our U.S. senators representatives, our congressional representatives more accountable? We should be more concerned about what they do in our communities rather than what they do in Albany or what they do in the city council or what they do in Washington. When they go there to change laws, we understand that's their responsibility. But there are other things that they could do in their own communities. a lot of times when we talk about gentrification, we see black people, brown people having to move further away from New York City because the housing that we had in our communities closer to Manhattan is now white owned, or white tenants are taking over in good communities that we had closer to our jobs, and a lot of those jobs not coming to the black and brown community, but going to those communities. So we want good jobs. We don't just want, not just a regular job. We have the Net Stadium, Barclays Center. You know, Barclays Bank was one of those banks that worked with the white folks in South Africa oppressing black people. It's a pity that it's called the Barclays Center, because Barclays Bank is a blood bank, our blood. They built that bank off of black people blood, people of color, so that white people could have more comforts in their life. The Net Stadium, you know, Kyrie Irving, what's his name? Kevin Durant, you guys, you know, you say Black Lives Matter, but you are playing in a Barclays Bank stadium right here in Brooklyn, New York, for one of the biggest oppressive banks in the world for black people. What are you going to do? You know, what are you going to give us in the community besides bouncing that ball up and down the court? You guys call yourself leaders. What are you offering us here in Kings County, the county with the most gentrification? How are you going to help our people? Your employer, the Nets basketball team, when that stadium was built, no black contractors, no Latino contractors. All the businesses inside of that stadium, white owned, not black owned, not brown owned, not woman owned. How are you going to bring about changes? The people who work at the top jobs at the Barclays Stadium, the Nets Stadium, they're not people of color. Yeah. Look around. The only black people probably with the best jobs there is the people bouncing the ball up and down the basketball court. So when affluent black men talk about, you know, equality, what equality are you talking about? And unfortunately, a lot of these rich black men end up with white women as their wives. So they earn the money now. Their black mother, you know, brought them up. And then when they die, they have a white wife to inherit everything. So it's like the money is being recycled and going where? So when we talk about loving black people, what does that mean? So what is love without action? My name is Brian Figaro of Figaro & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. So you NBA players, NFL players, you know, you talk about you want to do something. Well, we want to take you at your word, and we want to see that those words put into action. A lot of you don't even live in Brooklyn. You all may live in the suburbs. You all may live in New Jersey, more affluent communities. You're all commuting in and out. You know, if they had a helicopter port on top of the Barclays Stadium, you'll fly in and fly out, because gentrified Brooklyn is not good enough for you guys. You want to help people who live in misery, but you don't want to live in misery with them because of, obviously, you got the money. So what programs are you going to bring? My name is Brian Figaro of Figaro & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. Any one of you NBA players with the Nets, you want to come on our show, Ask the Lawyer. You want to talk about moving from protests to changes. You have ideas on how we could empower our community so that New York City schools will not be the most segregated in the nation, the public schools here. You want to help our kids go to college. You want to help build schools like LeBron to help people here in Kings County. Hey, we are open for those discussions. My name is Brian Figaro of Figaro & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. Give us a call at 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. This is Ask the Lawyer. LeBron James is the man. Peace out.
Do you have a legal issue, question, or concern? Turn to Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got answers. For a free consultation or to refer a client, visit www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. You can also register for our free paralegal program, get legal news, business consults, or other information on educational issues. Yes, Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got answers. For a free consultation or to refer a client, visit www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us.